Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, from player to owner, David Beckham confirms plans to build a Major League Soccer franchise in Miami. England's loss is the Indian Premier League's gain. That's the view of Lalit Modi following the news that Kevin Peterson's international career is over.
As far as the franchises are concerned, this is like a godsend gift. I think Kevin Peterson is one of the world's best players, without any doubt, as far as 2020 is concerned and other forms of game. And every team owner's dream was to get Kevin Peterson to be playing full-time.
More from the man who formed the IPL later in the programme, and another medal favourite for the slopestyle event at the Winter Olympics pulls out over safety concerns. More on that in a moment, but first, the former England captain David Beckham has outlined his plans for a new Miami Major League Soccer franchise. The 38-year-old, who retired as a player last May, wants to recruit some of the best players to help make the club. Miami hasn't had a Major League Soccer side since 2001, with the previous one having folded. Beckham confirmed a world-class stadium will be built to host the franchise, which will be the 22nd in MLS, but no date has been set for when the team would enter the league. Beckham says he's living the dream.
To sit back now and to see, obviously, my career that I've done and the teams that I've played for and the players that I've played with and also the countries that I've played in, and now to be standing here, you know, being an owner of a team, is a dream.
Nobody would doubt your skills on the field. What about your skills in the boardroom?
You know, it's about making tough decisions and making big decisions, and I've made some big decisions over the years, career decisions and personal decisions, and I'm ready for that. You know, obviously it's all very new to me to be in, you know, an ownership position, but, you know, I'm ready for that.
The last team here flopped, Miami Fusion, and lost quite a bit of money. What makes you think you can succeed where they failed?
You know, I don't want to be disrespectful to, obviously, the Fusion. You know, I'm sure it was great at the time, but obviously, you know, it wasn't successful. I think where we're at now, I think the league is a lot more stable. You know, in the last 10 years, the growth of the sport and the growth of the MLS has been huge. So I know that the league is definitely in a much better position than it was 10, 15 years ago. But what I also see is that this city, you know, I've spent a lot of time here. I can't tell you how many people that have come up to me and saying, when are we going to have a team here? When are we going to have the MLS here? So I've seen the passion of the fans, and I know they're ready to have their own team.
David Beckham speaking to the BBC's Nick Bryant. In other football news, Brendan Rodgers says he expects Gary Monk to become a very good manager after he was put in temporary charge of Swansea following the sacking of Michael Laudrup. Rodgers managed the Welsh club for two seasons before leaving to join Liverpool. He says that Swansea have a history of making the correct decisions and has given his backing to Monk and first-team coach Alan Curtis.
It's always sad when a manager loses his job, and Michael's done an excellent job in there. But obviously they feel that they've had to make the change. Obviously Gary in time is going to be a very good manager, I believe. He was a wonderful captain for me, very loyal, very generous as a skipper, and as I said, I've got every confidence that in time he's going to be a manager. But I think at this moment in time they'll only be looking at the next game. Got Alan Curtis there, he's got great experience, knows the club inside out and was a part of my technical team when I was there. So they've got people with a real passion and love for Swansea, and at this moment in time, with Michael losing his job, that's what they need.
Elsewhere in Europe, Real Madrid have taken a significant step towards the King Cup final. They beat their city rivals and the cup holders Atletico Madrid by 3-0 in the first leg at the Bernabeu. Barcelona were equally impressive in their first leg tie against Real Sociedad at the Nou Camp. The Catalan side ran out 2-0 winners, whilst in Italy, Roma beat Napoli by 3-2 in the first leg of a League Cup semi-final at the Stadio Olimpico. On to cricket now, here on the BBC World Service, and the fallout from the England and Wales Cricket Board's decision to end Kevin Peterson's international career continues. Captain Alistair Cook is understood to have played an influential role in the decision, and we understand the meeting where Peterson was informed lasted just 3 minutes. More from correspondent Jonathan Agnew.
It's been a busy day at the rumour mill, leading to Peterson's wife, Jessica Taylor, taking to Twitter to deny strongly the allegation that there was any stand-up row in Australia between her husband and the captain Alistair Cook. It was also suggested that the retired Graham Swan and the captain Alistair Cook. It was also suggested that the retired Graham Swan, now free from the constraints of a contract, spoke the truth when he said last week that Peterson had not been a problem this winter. And yet it's emerged that Cook was adamant in Monday's management meeting that it was now time to move on without Peterson. Gordon, this having strongly supported his return not 18 months ago. It's been claimed that yesterday's meeting between Peterson and the new managing director Paul Downton lasted about 3 minutes, and that no explanation for Peterson's release was offered, but nothing official has been forthcoming from the ECB, who announced their latest touring teams without Peterson tomorrow.
The former South African international Clive Rice was the man who brought Peterson to England and convinced him to begin his international career in his adopted home. Rice doesn't believe that the problem is with the player, in fact, quite the opposite. He says it's bad management that's to blame because it is possible to get the best out of Peterson and he should now prove his worth on the lucrative T20 circuit.
I sent him a message and asked him what the way forward is, and I'll certainly advise him that he goes out there and he plays in all the satellite tournaments. And he's the main guy in those tournaments. And in the 2020, when that World Cup's coming up, and he's scoring a fortune of runs in it on the world, and England don't pick him, then fingers will be pointed at the England management in terms of saying, well, why didn't you pick him? Kevin Peterson, certainly at 33, is not washed up.
Well, Lalit Modi, the founder of the Indian Premier League, has told the BBC that Kevin Peterson could make up to $5 million on the next IPL auction. Modi has described the end of Peterson's international career as England's loss and the IPL's gain.
As far as the franchises are concerned, this is like a godsend gift. I think Kevin Peterson is one of the world's best players, without any doubt, as far as 2020 is concerned and other forms of the game. And every team owner's dream was to get Kevin Peterson to be playing full-time, to be available for the whole season. But now that he'll be available for the whole time, I think it's the England's loss and IPL's gain.
Now, the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi gets underway on Thursday, 24 hours before the opening ceremony, with qualification for the snowboard slopestyle, freestyle skiing and figure skating. The slopestyle event is making its debut at the Games, but the course has been criticised by the competitors this week as being dangerous. On Wednesday, one of the medal favourites, Sean White from the United States, pulled out because of safety concerns. He instead focused solely on winning a third consecutive gold medal in the halfpipe event, as correspondent Alex Capstick explains.
Sean White, otherwise known as the Flying Tomato because of the colour of his hair, is one of the biggest stars at these games. So his withdrawal from the slopestyle competition will come as a big disappointment to the winter sports fans who are looking forward to seeing him take part in this event, making its Olympic debut here in Sochi. He doesn't want to risk injuring himself before he defends his half-pipe title, which he's won at the last two Olympics. The slopestyle course has been causing problems for the snowboarders. The gold medal favourite Torstein Haugmo broke his collarbone during a practice run earlier in the week, and that's ruled him out. Sean White, who hurt his wrist after falling on Tuesday, described it as intimidating. The course has been slightly modified, but several athletes have still spoken out about its challenging nature. So, for the record, no Sean White when the slopestyle competition begins, but he will be in action next week in the half pipe.
Elsewhere in Sochi, the Jamaican bobsleigh team are struggling with their preparations because their luggage hasn't arrived. Here's their driver, Winston Watts.
The sled is here, but our blades that goes on the sled is not here, and clothing that we slide in is not here either. But hope tomorrow we can get put things together and then we. But a lot of the guys here, they really like us and they will lend us things to slide in.
And some athletics news, and it's been confirmed that Glasgow will host the traditional London leg of a Diamond League series in July. The meeting will take place less than a fortnight before the start of the Commonwealth Games. Hampden Park will host the meet on the 11th and 12th of July. Before we go, a reminder of our top story, the former England 11th and 12th of July. Before we go, a reminder of our top story, the former England captain David Beckham has outlined his plans for a new Miami-based Major League Soccer franchise. The city hasn't had an MLS side since 2001, with the previous one having folded. Beckham confirmed a world-class stadium will be built to host the franchise, but no date has been set for when the team will enter the league. Stay with us for further updates, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.